Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it's Tough Talk Christian Radio here on Thursdays every week from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Always excited to be on the air, always excited to be meeting new people around the world that come on the show, and really super excited about being able to provide a platform for my listeners to learn more about how they can improve in their walks of life. Now, you know, I do a show on Wednesdays called Workshop Wednesdays, and it, you know, we target the small business owners as solopreneurs and the entrepreneurs. And Tough Talk Christian Radio used to be called Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and I know that we still have a lot of small business owners that tune into our show, and I think it's awesome because I believe that, I believe God just played on my heart so that I would be sure to turn my show into a platform that will be able to share more messages out there with more people. Now, you know, here at Tough Talk, I have created a compilation book called Share Your Message with the World. And I'm talking about that today because it kind of reflects a little bit about what we're talking about here today on the show with our guest. And we'll bring them up here shortly. But I just want to talk about that book. You know, Share Your Message with the World is a book that I decided to do. It's a book compiled of close to 30 authors in it. And what it was people sharing their stories in life, their testimony, how they got to where they are. You know, what looked like a bumpy road all their life just turned out to be a road that had some speed bumps in it. But we never realize that until we write it down. Okay, and we never do recognize a lot of the blessings that we've had, a lot of the things that we've overcome, until we write it down and look back. It's kind of like sitting down with that relative or that friend you went to school with 20 years later, and you hadn't seen each other, and you're reminiscing, and you start laughing. You get that stupid laugh. You know, it was really funny, the things that you did that you forgot about. I mean, we just don't remember. Life's busy, especially in today's world. It's fast. It's noisy. It's loud. And we're in a hurry. And we have children. We have spouses. We have jobs. We have neighbors. We have community. It's just like really fast, right? And then they throw that smartphone in there. And it seems like we never look up unless the horn's blown in the car behind us. So the thing of it is, what I found was when you are able to share what you've done in your world, in your journey in life, from the time that you can remember back to one of the things that stood out the most to you, and take it down that road. Start writing that down. Today we're going to talk to a lady named Kay Bransford, who's going to talk about, you know, organizing your life a little bit, knowing more about what goes on in your life, you know, trying to keep track of it. Most of us as husband and wives or, you know, single parents, we just do the best we can with what we have. At least that's our story and we're sticking to it. We just do what we think we have to do at the time. Sometimes we have this really good excuse. You know, life gets in the way, we're busy, blah, 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 right? All those things. But the truth of the matter is if you take time out for things that are important and make them important, you will see how you still have time left over in your day troll around on Facebook, to watch Dancing with the Stars, or whatever it is you do to relax. But it's really important to balance out your life and make sure that you have things in the right perspective. What I found is in the book, Share Your Message with the World, you know, it came out and it became an international bestseller in 5 hours on Amazon. Super excited about that because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not an author by no means, and never did I ever think I was going to write a book, let alone get 28 other authors to write their stories in a book. And the thing of it is when I read the book, I was really surprised at what I learned. Okay, one is I had the ability to do something that I never even imagined, and I had the ability to allow other people to gain the empowerment they deserve for the journey that they've taken. I allowed other authors to empower others from their stories. I was able to sit down with people and allow them to tell the real story, not the one that sounds good, not the one that you want everybody to know at the dinner table when you're having dinner with guests, the truth, the real truth, the things that it doesn't matter if they don't like you after they read it. Because most people think if they know the truth, they might not like me. The truth of the matter is they like you even more for being honest. So with that book, I was really empowered to do another volume. We have volume 2 coming out here in a couple months. And, of course, we're putting authors in books all the time because I am really convinced that that's what the Lord wanted me to do, to go out and help people share their messages by sharing mine first. Okay, so if you're out there and you're on the fence about whether you should write a book, write a book. If you're not sure, write a journal. Take a napkin and a pen and just write down some of the things, that bullet points in your life that you remember that were really, really bright. Not bright with happiness, but just bright with, you know, oh, I made it through it, or it was fun. You know, maybe you had a child that got married, and it was a big wedding, and there all the ups and downs and how you got through it. Remember that, because when everything comes along in your life, ups and downs, good, bad, struggles, all those things happen, there's always a happy ending. Okay? And, you know, we just never take time to look at it because we're busy complaining about what we have to go through. So just know if your day is going a little bit tough today, by the end of the day, it'll be a whole bunch better, as long as you don't quit on the day. And if your marriage is on shaky grounds, make it a point to steady the ground. Be the leader. Whether you're the man or the woman of the relationship, it does not matter. What matters is that you take the first step to make things better. If your job's a little sketchy, if you're having trouble with your children, if you just aren't having a good day with yourself, make it better. You have the ability to stop, take a deep breath, look up to the Lord, ask Him for His help, lean into Him, and be a better person. When you're willing to do that, you will see that things get better. Now, I got to tell you from my own experience, life seems to get harder and harder every day. I mean, it just does. And, you know, the more I try to lean into the Lord, it seems like the more resistance I get. And I guess they call that Satan power. I don't know. But the thing is, I know, is if I stay committed, I make it through today. And when I make it through today, I have to remember tomorrow that today is gone. Let it go. And that's hard for me. How about you? Are you easy to let it go and just move on to the next thing? Or do you carry over? You know, do you do a carryover? You know, well, Monday was really a bad day, but I'm still carrying all that information with me and it's already Thursday. If you're doing that, I'll ask you what my wife asked me. How's that working? It doesn't work very well. Let it go. Be better every day. And if you practice that, well, you know, you'd be surprised. It's just like if you're not a baseball player, but you practice swinging a bat every day, the bat will become an extension of your arm just out of habit. So if you practice new things to make yourself better, who knows what could happen? You could become better. It's worth a try. You can call into the show at 347-989-1363. You can press 1 if you want to ask a question, or you could just dial in and listen by phone if you're heading out of your office and you can't listen to it on the computer right now. You can find us at toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, any social media site. Just type in Tough Talk Radio Network in Google search or Tony Gambone and we'll come up. We're moving out wider and wider you can find us on iTunes. We'll be up on iHeartRadio here shortly. Things are really taking place here at Tough Talk Network. And we're all really excited about it because when I first started doing this 8 years ago, I had no prior experience. So what I've learned out of all this is if you stay committed to what you want to do and keep growing and learning, anything's possible. You could even make money at something that you think was just your hobby. My show today is we got some special guests, Kate Bransford and Dan Farron. And we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk first to Kay, who she's the chief curator of Memory Bank. This is something I'm really interested in hearing more of, okay? Because when I read stuff that says that she's now the modern-day Paul Revere, gains my attention. Okay, and I know that for me, when I hear memory, I go, "Oh, I wish mine was better." So, you know, if you're that person out there that writes notes to remind you to read your other notes, this might be a good show for you. If you're someone out there that's listening and you don't take the time to document the right things in your family, in your financials, in your daily day, this would be a great show for you. Also, Dan Farinell is the, well, he's written a book called The Quest for Marriage. It's an offbeat, unorthodox, and humorous guide for Christian men looking to get married. So that'll be a good interview as well. So stay tuned. We're going to take a commercial break, refill your coffee, get a bottle of water, and make sure that you get a piece of paper and pencil. You're going to want to take notes and reach out to our guests. So we'll be right back right after this here commercial.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're looking to find out more about the network and the list of shows that we do weekly here, or to be a guest, a host, or even a sponsor of the shows, you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can always email me. My personal email is tony@tonygambone.com. Always looking forward to meeting new people and finding out what they do and how I can learn to help them. My first guest is a young lady by the name of Kay Bransford, and she's the chief curator of Memory Bank, and we're going to find out more about that. She left the role as a senior executive in a Fortune 200 firm to help care for her ailing parents. There's a lot of us out there that are getting ready to experience this or already have. In the process, she created a system that would help families organize important documents, accounts, and assets, as well as navigate some of the legal roadblocks that were unexpected and impacted her ability to help her parents. So without wasting any more time, Kay, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tony. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you know, Kay, as part of our business at Tough Talk is we run business networking groups locally here in Texas. And, you know, I meet people who work in senior care communities and work with seniors. And, you know, and sometimes we take on responsibilities of taking care of our parents as they get older, and we don't realize the work involved in that. And so that's just on the health side of it, on the daily care side of it. The other part that you're talking about is probably as important, if not more important, is having all the information done properly so that people have access to it. Can you tell us a little bit of the struggle that you ran into not having that information in the beginning?
Oh, absolutely. And it really surprised me because my parents had done the estate planning. So we had the durable power of attorney in place. They had medical directives. They did what the financial and insurance advisor had recommended. But as they started to, their health started to fail and I needed to step in and help, there's a lot of complications that come with it. Financial institutions don't always readily accept your durable power of attorney. I had one tell me that Fidelity actually said it was more than 2 years old, so they wouldn't accept my parents' durable power of attorney because it was more than 2 years old, which is totally ridiculous. But they're really protecting, I guess, their legal interests. I'm still in a, you know, working with some issues with Wells Fargo, who aren't recognizing my parents' power of attorney so I can help pay some of their bills. So it's more interesting that the modern world and all these different, you know, bank accounts we have and phone accounts, email, there's so much more stuff in our life. And because my parents didn't have all this stuff documented, I walked into having to manage their household. Did they have a warranty on the refrigerator? Did I need to call the AC repairman to come do service, and were they paying for a service plan? To going to medical appointments, and I needed to be able to cite their medical history. When did they, you know, have a certain medical issue? Even with electronic medical records, most doctors don't really look at those records. They look at the patient and want the patient to recite back to them what's going on and why are you here. So there were a lot of things, not just the bill pay. There was just a lot more stuff that I really needed to understand and be able to manage for my parents. And while I'm doing this, I'm raising two kids. So I'm trying to manage my own household. And so I just started documenting all the things in my parents' life. And when I had a sibling come in to give me a break from caregiving, because it was 20 to 30 hours a week for me just to help manage, get them to doctor's appointments, manage their personal accounts and bill pay, that my siblings would come in and I needed to be able to turn it over to them and just say, I need a break. Here's everything you need to know to be able to help mom and dad. And so that's really how I started to create the system, was basically out of personal necessity and just the difficulties I faced with just living every day-to-day life and managing our lives.
A lot of us take it for granted that it's just something we'll do when we get there. We don't plan. Kind of a lot of us live on that kind of lifestyle daily. I know that for me, when when my parents passed, they had already had bought their plot at the cemetery and kind of had some things in order, but that was just part of it. And when you lose a parent, there's a grieving process, and when you have to start taking care of your parents, there's another process. And so with that overwhelm, whether you're moving a family member, a parent into your home, you know, there's a transition there, or, you know, maybe you're going back and forth to their home, or maybe even putting them into a facility where they can kind of enjoy other people their ages, there's still a lot of process in place. Now, is there something, I mean, I know you've created this, but have you ever seen anything else like what you've created with Memory Bank, where there's I believe it's more like a workbook for people to, you know, go through and make sure that they have, like, the checklist marked off so that they can enjoy the time that they're spending with their parent instead of stressing out over it.
Right. And, well, I haven't seen anything. What I have seen, and unfortunately when my dad passed away and I got his the information that he had filled out with his financial advisor, it was really just a list of accounts. So a lot of people think, and there's some smaller worksheets that you might get from your financial advisor, that is a list of accounts and maybe their account numbers. But as we kind of talked about, when I started having issues and the durable power of attorney wasn't recognized, one of the ways I got around it was my dad sat down with me and we did a lot of online access. So there's varied tools out there. So some, I have seen some workbooks or little notepads that take your online accounts. But there was nothing that really had all of your accounts, created a way for you to track all of your usernames and passcodes to your accounts. You know, your utilities now come with usernames and passcodes. your phone account has a username, passcodes, and even a security question. So I haven't seen anything as comprehensive as my book, and I think one of the benefits of having to walk this journey was I learned every place that there was information that I didn't have that I needed. So I understood the breadth and depth that you had to go to really understand and manage all the information that's in our lives.
Yeah, there's nothing like first-hand information that'll make you pay attention. It's okay. I want to go back a little bit and tell people where you're calling in from, where you're from originally. I usually do this in the beginning, but it was on my mind because of so many people that I hear stand up and do an elevator pitch in a business network setting about how the surprise comes when they have to take care of their parents and they weren't prepared. And so I think that being able to, deal with the stress of maybe an illness that they're developing or going to the doctors or just the fact that they might be losing their memory or something, all the things that add up can really play a big part on your immediate family life that wasn't a part of it before. So I just wanted to make sure to get that out, and we'll go back to it. But tell people where you're calling in from and, a little bit about your background. Okay, since you've taken over this type of role in teaching others, talk about how that's been going for you as well.
Okay, so I am an Army brat, moved around the world for the first half of my life, and ended up landing in McLean, Virginia now. I've had a few forays out to different cities and states for a while, but have mostly had my adult career based with technology companies in the Northern Virginia area. And as I was raising kids and my parents were having trouble, that's when I really started. I was struggling, as you talked a little bit about, and I worked with a coach that helped me understand, what was really happening in my life and how my faith played a role in it. And I really started to listen and watch to the things going on around me and was recognizing what were the blessings and what have I learned. And so as I was walking this journey and I kept having people ask me, can I get a copy of that book you've been using? Most people knew what was going on in my life. I ended up doing a business plan competition, like, is this really a business? And I won the award from AARP Foundation for an older adult-focused innovation. So I knew that I had really struck a chord and found something that was on people's mind, but as Americans, we really don't talk about death, or when we talk about aging, we talk about, I'm going to go golfing or I'm going to go sailing. We don't actually talk about what we're going to do with our time as we're living longer. And so I really just started listening to what was happening in my life and watching, and it's been quite a development for the business as we've launched and rolled out, and I've been looking at the business plan every year, as you recommend other entrepreneurs do. And trying to understand, who do I serve and who do I help and how can I help other families? And so that's been a really big role for me has been I launched a blog dealing with dementia as I started because both of my parents ended up having different forms of dementia. How do you deal with a parent, especially early on, that can't remember things, you don't really know what the diagnosis is, and how do you manage through that process? But I've been really surprised because most of my customers have ended up being couples that are between 40 and 60 and are just like, we divide and conquer everything. So I have no idea of, if something happened to my husband or he's traveling, I would have no idea how to get into the bill pay account. My son actually broke his phone 2 weeks ago when I had to log in and get him a new phone while my husband was out of town, and I needed to come up with his favorite movie. Thankfully, I had made them go through some security questions so I could answer that. But there's so many things in our life that you really divide and conquer with a spouse. And it's been eye-opening to me to just kind of walking this journey and realizing, how can I help other families? How can I make them realize that we really need to talk about and plan our lives like we talk about and plan a business? What do you want to do in 10 years? How do you want to spend your retirement time? Is retirement a word that you use? And what does that mean to you? And so my whole goal has been really to get people talking about this and thinking about what do I want to do with the rest of my life, and how do I want to spend my time, because we're living a lot longer. So that has really been, you know, quite a journey for me in the past few years.
So as I'm listening, I'm thinking, you mentioned financial planners and insurance people and stuff like that. This book should be something, I mean, that would be a good partnership for you to meet people that could use your book and to help them deliver a message in a different direction than the normal, you know, story about death or health needed insurance. So have you partnered with any of those kind of industries?
I have. I actually have estate planners and financial planners and even realtors that give out my book as a gift and do events to bring people in to learn a topic. And a lot of it is, you know, I try to teach a topic and have them view this as more of a lighthearted. When you start talking to people about estate planning, people get very fearful. They think it immediately means some kind of death topic. But it's really more of a conversation about, are you ready for the rest of your life? So they do provide my products to clients. They have me come in and talk to their clients. I do extensive writing, so they incorporate my writing into their newsletters, and I help them do different marketing programs on how to engage with their clients and open up their eyes to different ways to think about how they want to live the rest of their life.
You know, as I'm looking at your website, memorybank.com, okay, there's a lot of information on here, and one of the things that I'm wondering is, you know, you do workshops and different things. A lot of us adults today, we don't really pay attention to a lot of the things needed, like having conversation. And this type of conversation could be so helpful with people. Have you thought about doing couples workshops just to have this type of conversation, type of atmosphere, so people learn more about the different things? I mean, I'm in my late 50s, so I know that, you know, when I grew up, my father took care of the checkbook, and my mother just did what she did, and, you know, it's a different world today, but a lot of people still have, like, I could tell you that I have accounts, but my wife handles all that. Now, there is a spot where I can go find out all the information, but a lot of people don't have that clue, and it really will help, well, maybe, I think it would really help couples have better communication skills if they sat down and shared this information, so that, you know, sometimes do you think that what holds them back from communicating is they're not sure if it's any of their business?
You know, it is, and it really is kind of an age. I see that with a lot of older couples where, you know, typically the husband wrote all the checks in some cases and managed all the finances. And I've had more older clients talk about that. But in the younger clients, many have husband and wife maintain separate banking accounts. One pays the mortgage, the other one pays the household bills. There really is this divide and conquer mentality. Many of us marry later in our lives. And it's interesting, it's the first workshop I did actually with couples was because the pastor of my church came to me and said, hey, I want to do this Lenten series on Are You Ready for the Rest of Your Life? And so I was the kickoff speaker, and we did a series. So I spoke about why it's important. We had a financial planner come in. We had an estate lawyer talk. And we even had a gentleman come in and talk about pre-planning a funeral and what that meant and why it was important. And why it's easier to do it when you're not in the midst of a crisis. It's so easy to talk about it now when you really don't think about it. And so that course has actually been, I'm doing it at our community center. I have retirement communities inviting me in. So, yes, it is. It's a really great topic for couples to do. And so I have been leading that, and it's been really interesting. There's just, everyone's different, and there's been so many different things that have come out of it. Some don't want to share it. Some are afraid to ask because they think it's overstepping their bounds. But I will tell you the one thing I have learned, the worst time to do it is when a kid goes to a parent and says, where's all your estate planning? So that's the worst way to open up the conversation. The best way is to go and say, hey, I'm going through the process of estate planning, and I'm looking about what I would do for retirement. how did you guys make those choices? So starting a conversation about it is a really good way to not just learn, but really understand how someone thinks about the choices in front of them.
Mm. I love it. We are always up against the clock here, and I'm going to be reaching out to you off air because there's 1,000 things going on in my head that I think that would be really great ways to promote what you're doing, and I'd like to share that with you and see if I could help with some more of that. But the thing of it is it's real important that couples, you know, and you're right, today's world, they have separate accounts. I'm still have a hard time understanding that, but they live kind of like in the same house in two different worlds, and if something happens, then what? So there should be some kind of way to communicate all that information either legally or off the record or something so this other person involved can have an easier process. I love the fact that you said when there's no stress of the emergency situation, it's a lot easier. And I think that any couples out there that have parents that are in their 60s, you know, maybe even 50s, it's time to have that conversation with them. And it's also time to have the conversation, including yourself, so that you're more prepared and, you know, allow your children to understand the benefit as well, because we should be teaching them. So you have a book. It's called The Memory. Where did I just lose that page? Your book on your website, I lost it. Please share that with them so that they can get the book and where they can get it.
Sure. It's Memory Bank. Memory Bank, and Bank is with a C, is your workbook for organizing life. It did make the Amazon bestseller list. It's on most online retailers. You can also get it in your local bookstore. So you can find it in many, many places, as well as you can order it off Memory Bank. BANC.com if you want to get started.
Well, Kay, I really appreciate what you're doing and the fact that that you've taken the time out to share this with everyone. I think it's really an important thing. I think that churches is a great place to start, and community centers are in your local area. But I have a feeling that this is going to grow bigger than you ever imagined, because usually when things take place the way this took place, there's a bigger picture to it, and we just have to be patient to get there. So I look forward to talking to you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Tony. I look forward to talking to you too.
All right. You have a great day. And, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with our second guest, a gentleman by the name of Dan Farnell, and talk about his book, The Quest for Marriage. Make sure to go to memorybank.com, check out Kay's workbook, connect with her. You can connect with her on Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff's on her website. Be sure to do that. This is an opportunity for you to take advantage of something that you're not even thinking of that could happen tomorrow. We just never know what tomorrow brings, and it'd be better to be prepared. Once again, Kay, thank you for your time today. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Lauren Dono is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, here at the Tough Talk Radio Network. And we had great guests on the first part of the show, Kay Bransford. And check out her website, Memory Bank, Bank spelled with a C, BANC.com. It's a great workbook that you can get there to help create a better situation down the road. My second guest is a gentleman by the name of Dan Farnow, and I hope I pronounced his name right, but Dan, as I mentioned, is an author who has written the book The Quest for Marriage, which is an offbeat, unorthodox, and humorous guide for Christian men looking to get married and what the journey is like, with no subject off limits. Okay, he's a leader at his church, and he assists in the healing ministry and teaching Bible studies. His book has been out for over a year, so let's bring Dan up to the show. Dan, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thanks for taking time out to spend with us today. Now, you've written a book, and I've been waiting to learn about this book, The Quest for Marriage. And it's an offbeat, unorthodox, and humorous guide for Christian men. I like that. Looking to get married.
Yes,
tell me a little something about the book.
Well, what kind of went through my mind is that all the relationship books I saw out there were by therapists or pastors, and they were always talking about the ideal standards of a courtship and a marriage. And they were always in a women's language, in my opinion. So I decided to write one that was in a guy's language that's simple and to the point, and also talking about just practical obstacles you're going to face in a relationship that's not normally mentioned in other books, such as communicating with the opposite sex, what it's like to meet the father of the woman you're thinking about marrying, and then even just physical boundaries, and even when married, what sex is really like.
Hmm. You're right. When you're in church, they kind of tell you what you're supposed to do, how that's all supposed to play out. And then as you go along, after you're married, what you're supposed to do, how that's all supposed to play out. But in reality, it's a little bit different. And so this book, what are the kind of responses that you've gotten from people from your church that read it?
Actually, I've gotten great responses. I know I was just talking to a pastor last weekend, and what he thought was so great is that I'm just really transparent, because I actually share my own story, and I share the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the outright embarrassing things I did, too. And just showing that, hey, did I get it all right? I sure didn't. And in reality, I've learned nobody does. When we have two people trying to get to know each other that may not be very experienced, they're not going to get it all right. And also, I had a very different experience in church, actually, because the church I used to go to, they were always talking about what not to do, but they didn't talk about things that we should be doing in a relationship. I mean, I understand we want to be abstinent till marriage, and I understand we need to have some kind of physical boundaries, but what should we be doing when we're courting? And I felt like that wasn't really answered well.
Yeah, I'm on Amazon checking out your book, The Quest for Marriage, and people just type in your name. Am I pronouncing your last name right, Farnow?
It's actually Farnow, but close. I get it all the
Farnow?
Time.
Okay. F-A-R-N-O-W. Just type in
yes, sir.
Dan Farnow and Amazon, and you'll find the book. What I like about it, it says, covers a variety of practical issues that need to be dealt with in a relationship, including taking the first steps, communicating, okay, with women, absolutely important, mean potential in-laws. There's a big one, okay, because we never seem to pull that off properly. Searching for the ring, planning a wedding. Most of the time, the woman plans the wedding, but there is a part that the man plays that share a little bit about something that you recognize a man should be better at when planning a wedding.
Well, there's actually not much we can do. All I really got to do for the wedding was plan the music or the musical arrangements. Since I was the music buff, I worked at a music store for 5 years, and my wife wasn't into music that much at all. And then I got to decide a little bit about the food. Everything else was her, but as a guy, what you need to do is just go along with what your fiancé is doing, basically act like you're interested, and show that you're paying attention, but ultimately let her decide what she wants.
Right.
That's
and
really
be prepared for the quiz, because they always seem to ask you a question a day or a week later that makes them really know whether you're listening or not. So,
basically the wife does put it together. But you at least want to be with her when she's making a lot of these decisions, so then it looks like you're involved, even though you're really not. That's my experience.
Well, and you know, we're taught as men to be leaders, but that doesn't mean that if we're a good leader, that doesn't mean that we're in charge. It just
Very
means
true.
We're good leaders. And I think that's where a lot of men get a little hung up on being a leader, and I think it could have a little bit of an effect on their marriage. So if you're going through the process, the sooner you start being a good leader, and the definition of being a good leader to me is making sure that your wife has everything that she needs, and one of those things is usually the bullet point of your attention. So, and communication seems to be important. What do you find in today's world that is a little bit different that needs to be corrected? Like, so for instance, you know, myself, I'm 59 years old, so it's a different world altogether. But, you know, as you work in the church, and so I'm sure you're around a lot of youths coming through the church. Do you see a difference? Do you see a bigger need for, you know, you have the quest for marriage, but is there another book coming out that you see that people need to, you know, men especially?
I don't know about a different book per se, but I think just the way we conduct relationships is not the way it used to be. Just even with the media, the way they portray relationships, it's always going by emotions. And emotions in reality can be deceiving. And also just even in our culture, we just try going out with someone if it feels right, but we don't really take the time to think about who we're actually going out with and who we're potentially marrying. For example, I know in our society we do usually try to see if we have a physical connection first and practice premarital sex, but in reality, how we are physically is not a good indicator at all about how we would be in a marriage, such as making financial decisions, making decisions on how to raise children. And actually, couples that are physically active before marriage actually are not as good at communicating with each other as couples who are abstinent. And a big reason is because when dating, the latter couples actually had to take time to communicate with each other.
Yeah, it's a complete different world we live in today. It seems like communication is done more in text messaging than phone calls, and then it's just completely different. I'm really thankful that I'm not a part of that process anymore. You know what I mean? But I do know that with my wife, I do a lot of texting because it's convenient to stay in touch. So, do you think that texting and the way that all takes place today is a help or a hindrance to a relationship?
I think it just really depends. I know even at the office, we have something similar where it's an instant messaging. Sometimes it's very useful, but when I find that the conversation is going to start getting crucial, then I usually will go over to the person's desk and say, hey, this might be better to talk face-to-face about. So I think when just conveying a message saying, oh, hey, I just got this at the market, sure, that's something to say in text, but when talking about something where you're explaining to your wife how she did something that hurts you, that's not something that should be said in a text.
Hmm. Very good. So, Dan, what's the one thing that we want to make sure that people understand? Do you come and speak off the book? Do you go to places to speak off your book, or is it just something that they can come purchase? Is there a place they can buy it other than Amazon?
I know some people have actually gotten, well, it is for sale at Barnes & Noble. Usually, I believe, they can special order and send it straight to your house. So that's been the other way, and then I know ChristianBooks.com has it as well. But mainly, people have been purchasing it on Amazon.
Okay, very good. Well, tell me what part of the country you're in.
I'm in San Diego, in California.
Okay,
so really early for me right now.
Yeah, it's a little early. I was just going to say, I appreciate you getting up a little early to come on. But San Diego, do you travel around to other churches and speak off this book? Is that something you're looking to do?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely another church in L.A. to talk about it.
And so how can people connect with you? So if they're listening and they want to have you come out to their church or to the organization to speak to them, how would they do that?
They can find me on Facebook or on LinkedIn. And the Quest for Marriage actually does have its own Facebook page, too, in order to communicate with me. Those are usually the best ways to go forth.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, we appreciate your time with us today, and we're super excited about the book, The Quest for Marriage, a guy-friendly relationship book. I think if you just got married or you are in a situation where you're going into a relationship, maybe this is a great book for you to read to be a little bit more helpful and have a reference point to being better at what you're trying to do. Dan, we really thank you for your time today, and we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, I forgot to mention just all the humor that's in the book, though. I didn't get a chance to mention that there's plenty of humor in the book and how I can be very comedic in telling the truth to people. And that's what I think makes it a lot more fun. But if we're out of time, I understand.
I do apologize, but I make sure that people go to Amazon, The Quest for Marriage, Dan Farnow, Farnow. It is an offbeat and unorthodox relationship. There's a lot of comedy in the book. I highly recommend getting the book. And, Dan, I apologize for being out of time today.
That's okay. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to recap the show.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagle and thecoachradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host here every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. Two great guests today. My first guest, Kate Bransford. She is the chief curator of Memory Bank. That's memorybank.com, bank spelled with a C, B-A-N-C.com, memorybank.com. Check her out. Great workbook there for you to be able to be more prepared for the upcoming events in your life when, well, maybe your children have to take care of you, or you have to take care of your parents, or maybe you have to take care of each other. So check it out. Dan Farno, author of The Quest for Marriage. It's a Christian based book, very funny book, focused towards Christian men looking to get married and what the journey is like. So it's a great show for that information here today. I want to make sure to mention again about Tough Talk Radio Network. There's a list of shows that we have, toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can check it out. Become a guest, be a host of your own show, or even be a sponsor of a show. The last thing is I want to make sure that everybody knows that we do take time out to talk to everyone out there. You can reach me at tony@tonygambone.com if you want to talk about something. We also have a few spots left in our compilation book that's going to be coming out here this year. And it's volume 2 of Share Your Message with the World. We're looking for people to come and write their story, tell about their journey in life, their adversities they've overcome, what's empowered them to keep moving, help empower others as well. This is an opportunity that we're looking to fill sooner than later. So if you're interested, you can hit me up at tony@tonygambone.com. Like us on Facebook. Stop by Tony Gambone on Facebook or Tough Talk Radio. We look forward to making sure that we connect with you every week here on a Tough Talk Christian Radio. And remember, folks, it's really important that you take time out every day to be thankful for what you have, try to help the person next to you, and to make sure to look at your family as something that you're responsible for. So do the best you can with what you have, and if you need help, don't be fearful of asking for it. God is always there to help you gain the access that you need to the strength you deserve to go through your daily day. My name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio, and I hope that everyone has a blessed week. Join us next week, Thursday, 9 a.m. Central Time. And make sure to tune in today at 1:30 p.m. to Life's Issues with Lauren Jono, who is coming to you live out of Canada. We'll talk to you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.